We think that water, sanitation and hygiene are absolutely central to poverty eradication and human development. We strongly believe that no society, no family, no community can develop in a sustainable manner unless the water and sanitation crisis is addressed. As of today, we still have almost 1 billion people without access to safe water and 2.5 billion people without access to a safe toilet.
Let's talk about Asia now. What's the situation there?
Interestingly, in Asia, there are different set of complications because South Asia, for instance, countries like India, Pakistan and Bangladesh are very densely populated countries. So they bear a very large proportion of people who are defecating in the open. For example, today in India, 600 million people defecate in the open. And that's a huge challenge for a large country like India, which has aspirations of becoming an economic and political superpower. But its progress will be significantly inhibited if its people don't have access to basic water and sanitation facilities.
You know, Asian countries have reached a certain level of economic development. I assume that sanitation, toilets should be an easy thing for them.
Well, it's not yet been something that the Asian countries have tackled successfully. But I would like to point out the case of Bangladesh. In the year 2003, 40% of the population of Bangladesh used to defecate in the open. But now, 10 years down the line, it's come down to just 4%. And one of the big reasons why this has happened is because Bangladesh pioneered an approach called the community-led total sanitation. This is where the communities were taking an initiative in resolving the sanitation crisis by first stopping open defecation and then eventually progressing to improve toilets. In India, the problem is still immense in some of the northern states like Uttar Pradesh and Bihar. So there are lessons to be learned from within the continent, and that's where civil society and governments have a huge role to play.
Now, are you optimistic that countries in Asia will meet the MDG target that deals specifically with water and sanitation?
With the right political will, leadership, and with the right level of partnership between civil society, government, private sector, and the international community, I think it's possible. WaterAid, together with organizations like the World Health Organization and UNICEF, are pushing for an ambitious goal of universal access to water, sanitation and hygiene by the year 2030. It's a bold, ambitious target, and we hope that that will be adopted in any discussion that we will have on the new development goals.